1. The Infinity of God. Touching the infinite, we cannot find him out. The divine footsteps are not known. His understanding is infinite, and his greatness is unsearchable. The blinding light of the Father's presence is such that to his lowly creatures he apparently dwells in the thick darkness. Not only are his thoughts and plans unsearchable, but he does great and marvelous things without number. God is great. We comprehend him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. Will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven, universe, and the heaven of heavens, universe of universes, cannot contain him. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. There is but one God, the infinite Father, who is also a faithful Creator. The divine Creator is also the universal disposer, the source and destiny of souls. He is the supreme soul, the primal mind, and the unlimited spirit of all creation. The great controller makes no mistakes. He is resplendent in majesty and glory. The Creator God is wholly devoid of fear and enmity. He is immortal, eternal, self-existent, divine, and bountiful. How pure and beautiful, how deep and unfathomable is the supernal ancestor of all things. The infinite is most excellent in that he imparts himself to men. He is the beginning and the end, the father of every good and perfect purpose. With God all things are possible. The eternal Creator is the cause of causes. Notwithstanding the infinity of the stupendous manifestations of the Father's eternal and universal personality, he is unqualifiedly self-conscious of both his infinity and eternity. Likewise, he knows fully his perfection and power. He is the only being in the universe, aside from his divine coordinates, who experiences a perfect, proper, and complete appraisal of himself. The Father constantly and unfailingly meets the need of the differential of demand for himself as it changes from time to time in various sections of his master universe. The great God knows and understands himself. He is infinitely self-conscious of all his primal attributes of perfection. God is not a cosmic accident, neither is he a universe experimenter. The universe sovereigns may engage in adventure, the constellation fathers may experiment, the system heads may practice, but the universal Father sees the end from the beginning, and his divine plan and eternal purpose actually embrace and comprehend all the experiments and all the adventures of all his subordinates in every world, system, and constellation, in every universe of his vast domains. No thing is new to God, and no cosmic event ever comes as a surprise. He inhabits the circle of eternity. He is without beginning or end of days. To God there is no past, present, or future. All time is present at any given moment. He is the great and only I Am. The Universal Father is absolutely and without qualification infinite in all his attributes, and this fact, in and of itself, automatically shuts him off from all direct communication with finite material beings and other lowly created intelligences. And all this necessitates such arrangements for contact and communication with his manifold creatures as have been ordained first in the personalities of the Paradise Sons of God, who, although perfect in divinity, also often partake of the nature of the very flesh and blood of the planetary races, becoming one of you and one with you. Thus, as it were, God becomes man, as occurred in the bestowal of Michael, who was called interchangeably the Son of God and the Son of Man. And second, there are the personalities of the Infinite Spirit, the various orders of the seraphic hosts and other celestial intelligences, who draw near to the material beings of lowly origin, and in so many ways minister to them and serve them. And third, there are the impersonal mystery monitors, thought adjusters, the actual gift of the great God himself, sent to indwell such as the humans of Urantia, sent without announcement and without explanation. In endless profusion they descend from the heights of glory to grace and indwell the humble minds of those mortals who possess the capacity for God consciousness, or the potential therefor. In these ways and in many others, in ways unknown to you and utterly beyond finite comprehension, does the Paradise Father lovingly and willingly downstep and otherwise modify, dilute, and attenuate his infinity in order that he may be able to draw nearer the finite minds of his creature children. And so, through a series of personality distributions which are diminishingly absolute, the Infinite Father is enabled to enjoy close contact with the diverse intelligences of the many realms of his far-flung universe. All this he has done and now does, and evermore will continue to do, without in the least detracting from the fact and reality of his infinity, eternity, and primacy. And these things are absolutely true, notwithstanding the difficulty of their comprehension, the mystery in which they are enshrouded, or the impossibility of their being fully understood by creatures such as dwell on Urantia. Because the First Father is infinite in his plans and eternal in his purposes, it is inherently impossible for any finite being ever to grasp or comprehend these divine plans and purposes in their fullness. Mortal man can glimpse the Father's purposes only now and then, here and there, as they are revealed in relation to the outworking of the plan of creature ascension on its successive levels of universe progression. Though man cannot encompass the significance of infinity, the Infinite Father does most certainly fully comprehend and lovingly embrace all the finity of all his children in all universes. Divinity and eternity the Father shares with large numbers of the higher paradise beings, but we question whether infinity and consequent universal primacy is fully shared with any save his coordinate associates of the paradise trinity. Infinity of personality must, perforce, embrace all finitude of personality, hence the truth, literal truth, of the teaching which declares that in him we live and move and have our being. That fragment of the pure deity of the universal Father which indwells mortal man is a part of the infinity of the first great source and center, the Father of Fathers.